This is a Hey Area Short, where we give bite-sized answers to questions you ask. Listener Aaron Drake Pryor wanted to know,
does anybody actually ever win the dream house?
KLW's Kristen McCandless found the answer.
In the last 10 years, it's likely you've seen at least one of Yerba Buena's glittery ads for their dream home giveaways.
Imagine living here. It's possible.
Is it really Willie Brown? Well, after reading the fine print, my answer is yes, you can win. If 65,000 tickets are sold, and if you end up being that one person who wins the grand prize, and if you choose the house over the money, that's an annuity of $4 million or a lump sum of $2.8 million, less after taxes. And winners choose the money every time. So why do so many people enter a dream house raffle that doesn't actually give away dream homes?
It's a little bit embarrassing. It's like a dirty little secret.
Well, the fantasy, winning that house, and then you're supporting a great cause.
So Yerba Buena's cashing out on the thrill of gambling. And if you want to get mad at them for doing so, here's the kicker. You'd have to get mad at a huge factor in how our entire country was formed.
Obviously, a lot of investment was needed. Revolutionary War was funded in part by lotteries, educational facilities, public works.
That's Roger Dunstan. He's a retired commissioner for California Gambling Control. I asked him how trustworthy charitable gambling could be. Dunstan says back then, too many people ran away with the money. It was too hard to trust. But what about today? What about our dream house?
Gambling is so well regulated now, the chances of a big scandal are much, much smaller.
All right, Aaron. Looks like you can keep playing. Just remember that even with charitable gambling, the odds are never in your favor. For KALW, I'm Kristen McCandless.